One of the many stories in Judevine is about Tommy Stames, a veteran recently returned from the war in Vietnam. His first deer season back in Vermont, Tommy killed and gutted his prey, quote, just as he'd done in Vietnam, Bud Bill writes. Tommy is a walking war casualty, both distant from the people he knew and distanced by them, except for Grace, a single mother who's herself an outcast. He writes a poem for her called A Fleeting Animal. The poem is about how it's impossible for innocence and love to survive in a cruel world. The opera, A Fleeting Animal, was composed by Eric Nielsen of Brookfield and performed in 2000. Nielsen says those responsible for reviving it now feel Bud Bill's story still has great relevance.
We think it's an important story that everybody ought to see because it explains a lot about life in Vermont. It's not just about a veteran, it's about a small town and the ups and downs of living in a rural area.
Nielsen says the story of a returning war veteran changed by his experiences has even more significance today, 15 years and two wars since the first production.
And so one of the things we set as a goal for ourselves was to make the opera not just an end in itself, but a way of opening up community conversations.
After each of the six performances, there will be a discussion with veterans and Vet Center staff about the impact of war on those who served. David Budbill says his character Tommy is based on the story of a Waitsfield, Vietnam vet who killed himself after he returned home from war. When Eric Nielsen first proposed writing an opera based on the material in Judevine, Budbill says Tommy and Grace's story was ideal because it's so tragic.
My friend Catherine Patterson says, when you go to the opera, you go there and you sit until everyone's dead and then you go home. In this story, not everyone's dead, but they might as well be.
You're nervous.
About what?
About being, you know, up here.
What do you mean?
Budbill created several additional characters for the opera production, including two African-American Vietnam vets who visit Tommy in Vermont.
The new characters add so much depth and darkness to the story.
The opera isn't only about a veteran scarred by war, a part sung by Adam Hall. There's a richly rendered Grace, sung by Mary Bonhag. As Bonhag explained recently on VPR Classical, Grace is working as a cleaning lady and raising four kids on her own in a trailer in the woods.
Not an easy life. Doesn't have a lot of joy in her life until she falls in love with Tommy and Tommy with her, and they have this sweet, fleeting moment in the opera where life is good and they're in love, and then everything changes. But it's a real joy to play a character that's that complicated.
It's the fleeting nature of their time together and of happiness in general in the face of cruelty on both the war front and the home front that gives the opera its title and its resonance. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.